Just a thought. Praying during the most difficult of situations, when it is altogether beyond you and beyond your control. Acts chapter 9, reading from verse 36. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom, when they had washed, they laid in an upper chamber. And for as much as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping, and showing the coats and the garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth, and kneeled down and prayed, and turning to the body said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, he presented her alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And it came to pass that he tarried many days in Joppa with one Simon, a tanner. No doubt this situation would have brought back to Peter's memory that occasion when his Lord, our Lord, Jesus Christ, entered the house of Jairus, whose only daughter of 12 years was sick and had died. And Peter would have remembered how the Lord would have put the multitude all out and allowed only the parents, himself, James and John, into that room. He would have heard the words coming from the lips of our Lord Jesus, "Need, arise." And here now, Peter faced with this humanly impossible situation. But as we reminded ourselves yesterday, the things that are impossible with men are possible with God. And what does Peter do? He put them all out. He kneeled down and he prayed. He prayed. He knew that the only one who can deal with this situation is the Lord. And so in utter dependence, he prayed. And then he said to her, Tabitha, arise. And his prayer was answered. She opened her eyes. When she saw Peter, she sat up. He presented her alive. And added results. When this was spread abroad, we are told, many believed in the Lord. Let us, beloved, continue in the most trying, in the most difficult of situations and circumstances, to depend totally on our Lord. Let us pray. The results are guaranteed.